From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. With the extreme heat we've been seeing, residents are reminded that a water restriction remains in effect for most of the Durham region, including Uxbridge, Port Perry, Beaverton, and Sutton. During water restrictions, residents and businesses are being urged to conserve water and avoid unessential activities like watering your grass until further notice. If you want tips on conserving water, you can visit durham.ca/water efficiency. Air travel in Canada could take a hit later this week, as the union that represents over 10,000 Air Canada flight attendants and Air Canada have come to an impasse when it comes to negotiating a new deal between the flight attendants and Air Canada. Yesterday, according to an update from the Canadian Union of Canadian Employees, they rejected an offer to go to arbitration and have a third party solve the contract dispute. Flight attendants are now in legal position to strike as of 12:01 a.m. on Saturday morning, a move which experts say can be devastating to Canada's tourism industry. Swifties everywhere rejoiced earlier this week as Taylor Swift announced a new studio album. The pop star just finished the most successful music tour of all time and now is right back in the studio. There has been no release date announced as of yet for Swift's 12th studio album titled The Life of a Showgirl. However, it is widely speculated that Taylor will announce the release date when the episode of the New Heights podcast comes out later today. Taylor sat down to record the latest episode with the Kansas City Chiefs star tight end and boyfriend Travis Kelce, who hosts the podcast with his brother Jason. New Heights usually drops Wednesday around 7 p.m. wherever you get your podcasts. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. My plans, that's my man.